step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, we have a new tier on our Patreon, and it includes exclusive bonus content. Listen up. Right now, for just $5, you get the Honeydew a day early, you get it ad-free, and you get a full bonus episode of the Honeydew with Y'all, where listeners highlight their lowlights, and it's going to stay that way. $5. And for just $3 more, you're also going to get the way back a day early and ad-free, but that's not all. You'll get exclusive bonus content with the guests, some fun segments, maybe some games, and we'd love to get you guys involved. And that's all for only $3 more. And there's no censorship on any of the Patreon episodes. Subscribe now. Tempe, Arizona. I'll see y'all December 20th and 21st at the Tempe Improv. Get your tickets on my website to all shows at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. I am Ryan Sickler. Ryan Sickler on all your social media and ryansickler.com. And again, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for supporting this show. It's been so much fun to sit here and just talk about nostalgia growing up, what it was like for everybody, and have laugh after laugh. I really love this show. Feels great. Love all the guests. Go check out every guest. They're all just about 30-minute episodes. I know you guys say, well, he's got to be longer. That wasn't what was happening back in the day. Back in the day, you had a 30-minute sitcom. It was 22 minutes with commercials. And we're going for 30 without. All right? Very excited to have my guest in the way back with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, Eleanor Kerrigan.
Woo-hoo! In the way back.
Thank you for being here excited. In the way back with me. Princess is sitting with
and
us today.
Princess is with us.
She loves you.
Yes, that's my girl right now.
Please promote everything that you would like to promote.
I have a special out called No Country for Old Women. It's on YouTube, Comedy Store channel. It's on my YouTube as well. If you go to my website, eleanorjkerrigan.com, it is on there as well, and also my tickets for my shows. So
that's go watch this. I'm telling you,
and follow on all the socials.
If you don't know this lady, one of the funniest working comedians today, hands down, it's not even close.
Thank you, you're amazing.
All right, so we've talked a while. You and I have known each other. We've done plenty of podcasts together.
Mm-hmm.
I always ask people if they sat on this seat back in the day, the old school station wagon seat that faced out in traffic. That's how I like to start this.
Yeah, we for sure did. I don't remember the cloth. Like I said, I do a joke about, you know, there would be all 10 of us in this. My dad had, I want to say it's called an Impala. You know, my dad owns a typewriter store, so he had a little money. That's closer, that second one.
The Impala?
Impala. I think it was the Impala. I think I'm right. Or that white one down there. But we always had blue. We always had blue. So it was like that. But there's no seat turning back, right?
No, there definitely is.
I don't remember that.
No doubt there's one in every one of these things. And it was
again, it could have been blocked out.
I'll tell you why. You probably don't know.
the back in the day, those seats also would fold down flat. So you had a whole area in the back, like almost a fucking playpen.
That's what we did. You know what I mean?
And it was metal.
And that we was hung
the,
out.
That right. That was that seat. If you would have popped that seat up, you would have had it facing out the back.
My dad always had stuff back there. And yeah. There was a terrible story. Now, I was only an infant when this happened. So I only know from other people telling the stories. But we went from Philly to Syracuse, New York, to visit either my mom or my dad's friend. I don't remember. But he had the, no, it was all of us. I'm number eight.
Yeah, so real quick, how many total kids do your mom and dad have?
10.
10. And you're the eighth of
I'm
10.
I'm number eight.
How many boys, how many girls?
6 boys, 4 girls.
6 and 4, okay.
Yeah.
And what girl are you in order?
The number 3.
Okay.
I'm the third. I only have one little sister.
Okay.
And so we're packed. In this car, right?
There's 12 of you in this station wagon.
Yeah. Dad's up front chain smoking. I'm sitting on my mom's lap. Windows are up. We're
front.
Fine. Everybody's fine. And so the car's a little smoky. And there's luggage. Because you got to remember, you got all of us, but you also got to have luggage because we're going to stay overnight. And
is that up on top or is that also in the back?
That's in the back.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's in the back because of this. The boys were sitting in the back in between the bags kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So everybody's just wedged in there. I don't think anything's on top. I got to be honest. And my dad was big on those hook on yous. So maybe there was something up there. I just don't know what it was. They're not called hook on yous. You know what they are.
Yeah, the straps, the belt straps.
We used to pull each other's clothes apart with those. Anyway, that's not what they're used for.
What do you mean? You would take those straps
put them
and
on
put them
pants,
on you and rip you right
We rip the belt buckles.
I never even thought of that. Yeah.
My brother Billy would go hook on you, and I'd go off. And whatever it was, he'd say it, but he was already like halfway away from you, so you're gonna get a wedgie or you're gonna get something. And so the hook on yous. I don't know the real name. That's what we called them. And so we're in this car drive. We get up to. Everybody's getting car sick, starting with yours truly. This is why everybody tells the story with the hatred for Eleanor. So I throw up.
On your mom's lap.
On my mom's lap. She's trying to clean it up. Hey, Jesus Christ, what the hell is that? Da, 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 you know, yelling with the Terry tin in his mouth.
And what's a Terry tin?
That's a kind of cigarette.
There it is.
Oh, I just had an anxiety attack.
Let me see that.
Oh, God. And they're soft pack always. And he would sleep on them. So when we would steal them, they were flat.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah. And we would smoke them like this fucking.
You would steal them and you'd smoke them flat. Look, that lady's got a Dairy black eye. What the hell is that?
She must have tucked the wrong cigarette. Why does she have a black eye?
Terryton is better
than charcoal is
why. That's a bad ad. I was trying to say
fuck?
Charcoal's in it. I don't know what in the hell that ad
you
is all about.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. She's got a black eye because she's fighting to smoke her cigarette than switch.
That's
to.
The big black eye. I got to tell you, the graphics back then.
Ad.
Shit, that's what mine's going to look like if I do my own. I'm going to do my own makeup, guys.
No
here I am.
Country for old women right
there.
That's you right there.
They all got it.
They're all getting beat up. It's
so
all ladies.
Bad.
It's all ladies.
What the fuck were they promoting? Not only cancer, you could beat God. Your wife. She'll fucking fight
here
you.
This blonde lady down here is like, fuck you.
Yeah, nobody.
Look at this.
Oh my God.
They don't want to switch. Your dad loved them.
I gotta show my dad.
Never in
this.
My life.
Terry
heard of
did.
This cigarette.
Me either.
Ever.
Until my dad. Only from my dad.
Do you,
and
I was
then
gonna say,
I
do you
never,
know anybody else that smoked these cigarettes?
No, because I started smoking, and that's uncomfortable too, but I was 9. And so my dad left when I was 7. So I would steal them from my brothers, you know, and they would smoke them flat like that. And I was just like, you guys are stupid, you know?
God.
He
All
left
right,
when
sorry.
I was like 7 or 8.
I interrupted. You're throwing up in the car.
So I throw up. My mom's trying to clean it up nice, like trying to, don't get daddy upset, you know? And she's cleaning it up, and everybody. It was like an effect. Like it went, everybody in the second row started throwing up. Everybody in the back started throwing up. My dad lost it, right? I'm going to turn that car around. All that shit, you know. We get up to Syracuse and everybody's fighting and it's awful and they're cleaning shit out and they're cleaning up the car. And then we hang out with the people. And then I don't know if they stayed overnight. Again, I'm very little. But on the way back, my brother Jimmy got really sick in the back. So he opened the suitcase and he threw up in it. And it was my dad's brand new suit. No. Like whatever they wore to that party.
He threw up all over
it. That's disgusting.
just quietly trying to be like,
because he was like, I will get fucked up.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy was older. Yeah. So, you know, he's at the age you fucking hit him, I guess. And so he opened it up and threw up in there. And when they took the stuff upstairs, you just hear my dad, Jesus Christ. And I just did. My mother's holding him back, like, please don't kill him. Please don't kill them. We don't know which one did it.
We don't know. There's fucking 9 possibilities back there.
You're going to have to fight them all. Is it this one? Is it this little one? Like, it was so I can't imagine. Like, I don't remember that, obviously, because I was a baby, but that was things like that. I can't imagine going on a long trip in these. And I always joke about, you know, we'd all 10 of us be in there. And my dad, if he made a hard right, I could get pregnant by one of my brothers, because these things, you just slide across, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. We was like, squeeze the lemon. Yeah. Squeeze the lemon. We were just flying around. I remember being hanging out the back. Oh, that might have been his truck, his Suburban truck. That might have been later. He had this big Suburban truck that me and Billy were like out the back window counting cars or saying, we're beating you. You know, stupid kid shit. Totally.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing anybody would ever do today. There would be a plethora of cops. Maybe even the National Guard would come in for the way we were hanging out the back. And we're like, rah, rah. And my dad's just fucking driving, chain smoking. And we're hanging out the back window. And my dad hit a bump. And I went and I had a headband on. And it cracked in half. And my head started bleeding.
Whoa.
The fucking headband, the comb went in my head. Shit. I was like, I mean, for a while, I was like, I don't think I could drink water. It'll probably squirt right out. It hurt so hard. And it was bleeding. I couldn't tell my dad. So I just matted my hair down.
Can't tell him
and
shit.
We threw the headband away. Her hair stayed nice. Yeah, that's blood keeping
can't
it
tell
together.
My dad, I'm bleeding, or I'll get in trouble. That's the way it was. I'll get beat.
That's old moose. You just let the blood keep the hair nice. You know what I mean?
So I'm guessing after dad split, you're not a vacation family anymore. You're not really taking, or are you?
No,
is
we
mom throwing
one,
you in?
We weren't one before that. Now that's where it gets weird, the vacation thing, because people always, you know, would go away to this, go away to that. My mom never drove.
Is that right?
Never had a license.
Oh, never did. No. Just I thought you meant just didn't prefer.
No. She got a license later. She goes, I gotta learn. And my dad, they're separated years at this point. Years. I'm a teenager at this point, so they've been gone. He's been gone a long time, and he saw her driving on the road, and he drove up to her and like started yelling, "Oh, nobody's safe out here with you out here, girl!" Like, because they got along, they didn't like. You know, they were very classy about their breakup. And so she goes, get the hell out of here. And then she got nervous and she never drove again. So we don't have a car, we're not going anywhere. So for years, we didn't go anywhere. And then Jimmy, my older brother, he got his license, Tommy, Karen. So they would offer to drive, but we would go. When Jimmy drove down the shore, he was worse than my dad at that point because he was a kid. And he caught us drinking. And my brother Charlie had to pee Well, I don't remember what car we were in because it's traumatic. And Charlie was like, I'm going to fucking die if I don't pee. And so he just peed in a bottle of sorts of, and it wasn't like a water bottle. It was probably a soda bottle or a beer can. No, I'm kidding. But he peed in that and because Jimmy wouldn't pull over because he was mad at him. And I'm like, you can't. Like now I'm like, he can't have his kidneys fucking explode. Yeah, yeah. But like he was a kid himself. So he was just like, and Charlie was just crying quietly in the back. Like, I can't say nothing. I can't.
No one can say anything in your family.
No, you're going to get weakness. Hit. We're going to have a fight. Weakness. So he just peed in the bottle. It was just, and I remember being like, so we're going to keep that in the car? Or?
Yeah. What's happened to that hot piss bottle?
That was the first time I saw Charlie's cock. And
first time?
I'm like, all right, it's weird how he's getting it right in there. And no, I'm kidding. That's awful. Charlie will have a heart attack. But it was just like, because we, like you were saying with the bathrooms.
That's
like,
what I want to talk about. Growing up with, now you got dad left, so there's 11 of you in a house.
Yeah.
How many toilets are in
and
this
a
house?
And a dog. We always have a dog. A dog woods. So we have, my Uncle Tommy was an amazing, like, carpenter, whatever, like, there's my Fluffy. Don't we look alike?
Is that Fluffy?
Are we twins or what?
You do look alike a little bit.
How
do
you
say
look?
People look
like
their
your dogs. Fucking do dog. Look at the 30-year-old, by the way. 30 years old right there.
No, you're not. Shut your face.
Kidding. I don't think an old lady. Shut up.
That's, the hairstyle always, was.
People are
that
like.
That was the 80s, though, for sure. Big hair.
That doesn't matter. I think, let's see, Fluffy was. We got Fluffy like when she could barely walk, and she was my therapist. She was my, I would hide under the table with her and be like, no one loves me in here and you're the only one and I hate it here. We gotta get out. I can't get in the bathroom. I don't know what's happening. Like it was so bad. And she was my bestie, but I was probably in fourth grade there. Who looks like that?
It's pretty serious.
My sister was a hairdresser too, so she would do all kinds of wild shit. But anyway, so maybe I was in like sixth grade there. I don't know, but I do look old. It's funny. And I used to buy beer for people.
Nuh-uh.
As a kid. And you go in the Asian, she's so tall.
Yeah.
She's so tall. Is that right? Yeah. 21. Give me the beer.
And yeah. I would, yeah.
And they were fine with it. No problem. I go out and they're like, are we going to get an older person to get us beer? No, Eleanor's here. What? Like, because I was tall, I would go. So I'm saying like 15, 16 is when I could walk in, no problem. And I had my sister's ID that said she's 10 years older. So at 14, I was going to nightclubs.
God.
14, they were like, oh, she's 24. No question. Not a question. Oh, go ahead. Not what's your street address? Nothing. No
quizzing
one.
It. What's your birthday?
No, because you saw that elderly woman there, that young. I was a golden girl when I was six.
You were a golden girl.
But anyway, so she,
you were saying your uncle's.
Oh, so my uncle Tommy was like, it's just too, if you're not, this is an awful story. Again, I wasn't born yet. My mom was pregnant with my brother Johnny, and my dad said, we're gonna, you know, figure out getting a new house. So my mom thought he was gonna buy a new house and a bigger house to fit, at that point would have been five kids if she, you know, she was pregnant with Johnny. So
they're only halfway at this point. That's nuts.
So my mom, they go to the realtor and they find out they can't afford anything else, so they're gonna buy this house. And my mom cried the whole way home. And she was like, we can't fit. So my Uncle Tommy put a powder room down. This was the big solution, a powder room downstairs.
Was there only one bathroom at the time?
Yeah. So you're eating dinner and there's a toilet right there. Mm-hmm. We have everybody always goes, it's in the kitchen? Everything's in the kitchen. Like we're all in
the
kitchen.
Kitchen too.
And then you go upstairs.
And you would smell it and summer, we didn't have air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
You're
and also
tasting it would it's disgusting.
That's gotta be Billy. That's Billy. I'll say it's Billy.
I'm like, are you shitting in there right now, dude? Yeah. I'm like, God damn. I just want to come in the fridge and get something real quick. You know, you can't. I don't even want to have a drink out of there.
You gave me the flashback of a lifetime. And this is, oh, you got to help me. You got to help me. And I run in the powder room. My brother Johnny goes, look how long that is, dude. Every fucking time. You believe this shit? Look at this. If we had the internet.
Oh, man. None of us are having lives.
Every single time anywhere. They got me in that fucking bathroom to look at their shit. I mean, I could tell you the colors.
So this is what I'm saying. I just lived in a house. It was me, my two brothers, and my dad. And we had one bathroom. And it was a problem. You've got 10 people. And there would be like, look, man, I need to take a shit. Open the fucking door while you're taking a shower. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sit here and take this shit right now. And it's in the steam. Oof. It's in the hot. And you flush
and
the
toilet.
And
you'd have somebody brushing their teeth. Yeah, we did it all. Disgusting. We did it all.
Flushing the toilet to mess with the water, too.
Naturally. Yeah. I mean, just yelling.
Just walk by and hit one if it's open. Like, you asshole!
What the fuck is wrong with you? Always, and they always knew who it was. It was the best. Now, did you have a door on your bathroom? A door?
Yeah, we had a door.
We broke it down.
Nuh-uh.
And we had a sheet. We pinned up. I swear on Johnny Gong. We had a sheet. Oh, I shouldn't say that out loud. But yeah, whatever. I always say I swear to God, but I swear on this person that I liked. So I always say their name. And so I swear to God, that's what we did. We had a sheet pinned up that got ripped down too. Because if you took long and they were like, get out. And then just the animals came through and we would be, I'd be in the shower, Jimmy be taking a shit, Johnny would be brushing his teeth.
But the powder room, God, are you serious?
I swear to God. And then downstairs, you know,
the powder room's just a toilet and a sink, right? Half bath.
But also if you flush that toilet, that fucks with upstairs too. So we're all one little.
You said my uncle was an amazing handyman and then you just said this.
Well, he couldn't redo the whole plumbing of the house. But he
just
put
needed
a toilet.
To provide a hole for
He's
you
like,
guys
hey,
to shit.
You got a washing machine, you got a dryer, you got this, but your pipe is this big, so use it sparingly.
And your kid's shitting this long over here.
What were they eating?
That's a lot of bodies. You have to really think about septic tanks and stuff like that, plumbing. Like that's a lot of flushing.
To this day,
poops, all of it.
To this day, my mom still owns that row home.
No.
It took her 54 years to pay it off. She paid off her mortgage.
Did they have to redo the plumbing? Has it been redone?
No, she hasn't done it.
Original plumbing still works
OG
and everything?
OG plumbing. Still works. Still fucked up, though. She's had things done here and there, but like to get it to work properly where you could go to the bathroom downstairs, flush it, and if somebody's taking a shower upstairs, it's not going to fuck up. Or if you're doing dishes or running the dish, it's not going to mess with the water. You'd have to rip up the pavement, redo the all the way underneath that to get that to work properly. So, no, we don't have the money for that.
A couple of years ago, I took my daughter to visit one of my cousins. She's like my dad's first cousin. She's more like an aunt, but she's a cousin. And I think she's in her 80s now. We walk in her house and I tell my daughter, I go, you think I'm old?
Oh, yeah.
I go, what we're about to see right now, this is a time warp.
This is
what her oven is still. Like that one there, that black and GE, black and white one here, like that.
My grandpa worked for GE.
And she's done nothing, no upgrades or anything. And I said, Stella, you'll see. She still has a parlor area and then the dining room. The kitchen
doesn't even have
enough room for a small, maybe two person, tiny little something to put shit on. You cook, you go out back.
Oh, right there. That's a good one. That second one.
That's it. That's her stove right there. No doubt. What year is that? She hasn't done. That's the one that came with the place.
Yeah, it's killer. Because that opens up like that and it's fucking.
And she's
like
got the old GE fridge, the white one with the handle here. Mm-hmm. You pull open, it's got a little tiny shelf for freezer stuff.
Yeah, we have updated that stuff because
you have to.
We break everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you can only hold somebody's hand over that fire a couple times and then you got to get a new one because there's too much flesh in there.
Do you when you go down in the basement in the row home, is it low ceiling?
No, we got a decent one. It is pretty low. It's pretty high, actually.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My grandmom's was real low. Like her steps were narrow and you go down and you're like, whoa.
Yes. Yes.
But my brother Charlie lives in the basement of my mom's house and they redid it years ago and then Charlie puts his flair in it. But it's pretty nice. But as a kid, we didn't have that. It was broken.
So Charlie waited you all out and now he's got the whole basement.
He did, motherfucker.
He's got the whole
place. Well, he left and came back. Okay. So that's a whole another story. But we had the unfinished basement. So the pipes were exposed in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And the guy who redid it was my mom's neighbor. And I don't know how he did it, but it doesn't feel like closed in. Like he did a good job, whatever that ceiling is. And then they did the floors and stuff. But for years, it was my dad had this like sledgehammer. We used to put holes and we would play miniature golf. We would put shit in there.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible, children. We were just, but we were playing miniature golf with a hockey stick. Yeah. So it wasn't like a real golf. And then we play hide and go seek in the dark. And if my mom wasn't home, because nobody was allowed over because the house was always a mess. But if my mom wasn't home, we would invite other kids over. And we had this kid come over and we're playing hide and go seek in the dark. And he almost broke his ankle because he fell in a hole.
Nuh-uh, one of the holes now.
Frankie Scarlatta, sorry, buddy. And he literally was like, oh, what was that? So we stopped playing. And then one time, and I may have told this before, my brother Bobby hid in the dryer.
No.
That was his like... Oh, I got it. You're never finding me. Lights not on or off. You're never finding me. So we figured out he was in the dryer and Billy turned it on.
No.
Yeah.
Did it crack?
Oh, it was great. And Bobby went around and he goes, yo, that was fucking awesome. So they got helmets and we went back in. Yeah.
No. They started riding the dryer.
Absolutely. I did it twice.
Really? It threw you around. Really?
What? How are we not dead?
Seriously.
In the dryer, Bobby loved it. He did it because Bobby was really little. Like, he had a big head. They used to call him Soup Bone. He was really skinny. He didn't grow till he was in like 11th grade. But he fit anywhere. And he was love, and he loved that kind of shit. So his kids are a little fucked up, but he's fine. No. Imagine. Slow to
you
spurt
mentioned
down.
Playing
he's
with a
all
hockey
right.
stick, and I want you to tell a story that you told years ago in the Crab Feast about your mom and the Broad Street Bullies.
And so I don't remember what year it was. I just know, and I'll say I remember this. It was a crazy storm outside, and it was mayhem in the house. Like, just we were all in. You know when you're stuck in, and it's just crazy stuff going on, and we're fighting with each other and doing whatever and running around the house like crazy and trying to find something to take. The radio's on, like the radio, the TV's on. Like, it's just, there's no headphones.
But your mom loved hockey, right? Like, wasn't that her, like,
she
escape?
Loved
like,
the Flyers.
Like, that was her,
okay,
soaps.
He's not coming home. Let's watch the Flyers, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And so the Flyers were her fit. But this is what I remember. My mom answered the phone. And she went, again. Like, this is one of my first early memories. And she went, again. And she just hung up the phone. And she had Edie, my little sister, in her arms. And so Edie's a baby. Mm-hmm. And so she goes, maybe she was two, whatever. A toddler. What is that? A toddler?
Toddler.
Okay. So I don't carry the full term. Now, so she... she hangs up the phone, and on the radio, they say that the Flyers game is still happening. If you could get there, we'll give you free hot dogs and hot chocolate. And my mom was just like, you know what? Fuck this. Wrap them up. So she made my sister Karen stay home to watch the little ones. My brother Jimmy was stuck somewhere. And I think Tommy... maybe Tommy and Kathleen were stuck somewhere, but coming back, like on their way.
Mm-hmm.
So she took Johnny, Charlie, myself, and Billy. We bundled up. She put us on a sled. Our Fluffy, that dog you just saw, Fluffy comes out of a snowdrift.
Just surprised.
And we were like, ah! And then we go, oh, shit, it's Fluffy. Go home, Fluffy. Because she was like an old... you know, she would walk the neighborhood. More people knew Fluffy than me. People used to refer to me as Fluffy's sister. Like, this is a fucking problem. More people knew
Fluffy's sister is hilarious.
My grandma, like I said, my mom didn't drive, lived a few blocks away from us in a different parish. And my dog, Fluffy, would walk her all the way home and then walk back.
That's sweet.
Like, I got you, bitch. Let's go. And my grandma hated dogs. But Fluffy would walk her home. And then my grandma would go, shoo, shoo, shoo. And Fluffy was like, I know, bitch. And she'd just walk home. And so this dog was out just being rogue like she always was. And she loved the snow. So she's like, don't follow us. We're going somewhere. Like, we're going out, you know. And we're bundled. And I remember she's pulling and pulling. Charlie and Johnny are walking. And I'm pulling.
She got you on sleds?
Yeah, I'm pulling on the sled. And I go, Mom, Mom. And we lost Billy in one of the snow drifts. He fell off.
Nuh-uh.
I'm sure we were fighting. And I was like, gah! And he just went flying. So she had to go find him. We get to the Spectrum, which is only a little over a mile away from us. So we get there. There's nobody.
She's dragging her kids on sleds to go see hockey
for free. Yeah. And you get hot dogs
and hot chocolate. And hot chocolate.
Bitch, we in. You're lucky all of us ain't here. Yeah. And so I'm just sitting, hot chocolate, the hot dog. It's probably the last hot dog I ever had.
And you
had,
have good seats, right? Because nobody's
we're
there.
At the glass. Yeah. There's maybe 50 people in the whole place. Maybe 20. I don't remember. Like, I just remember it was empty. It was empty. And Bobby, they were playing St. Louis Blues. And Bobby Clark checks this guy up against, and his nose goes, you know, it's just splat blood everywhere. That's how they would fight all the time, the Broad Street Bullies. And my brother Billy just looked and he's just like, and then Bobby Clark like looked at Billy, like almost fainting, and then looked at my mom and he was like, and he just backed off the guy like, maybe I shouldn't
kill him in front of these kids.
Commit a felony on the ice in front of this little boy. But my brother Johnny and Charlie were such like Rick McLeish and Reggie Leach fans that they were like, kill him. Like they were at the age, you know, they could get into it. But me and Billy were just kind of shocked.
I took her to the Kings game. They were playing the Oilers. This is just a couple months ago. And she's like, I hope we see a fight. And I was like, what?
It's the only way.
You really do? She's like, yeah. And then we had two good ones.
Good.
Yeah, you know, I told her, I was like, these days it
doesn't
happen as much.
Flyers had an old school good one this year.
You were seeing one every game back in the day, I feel like.
No, but I mean, last year.
Oh, really?
They had a good one.
Hockey's still the last one to let you go.
Yeah, and it was great. And then it was just something we used to say, like, when we would play football, we won the fight, but we lost the game. That happened a lot. But it was, that's how we looked at the Bullies. Like, they were winning. And that's what got my mom into it, because that brought the city back. Mm-hmm. They literally brought back the city of Philadelphia. Because remember, like Detroit, when they're going through that time where they're like, Detroit's going under. Philadelphia was doing the same thing in the 70s. And so the Flyers brought it back, brought people happy and all that shit.
Is that the only game you ever got to see?
And money. Yeah, I don't go to games.
Yeah, because I mean, also, your mom's not taking 10 kids.
No, and her sister had 10 kids too. So the vacation.
Way.
Oh, yeah, we're a problem.
What?
And nobody pulls out.
Your mom and her sister combined are 20 children?
Yes. So.
Holy shit. Do they have any other siblings?
What
with
do you
kids?
Mean?
No. Your mom, just the two of them.
Yeah.
Two children.
No, wait. I'm my saying, mom, do they? I'm sorry. My mom has another sister and a brother. So my grandma had 4 kids and 27 grandchildren.
So between 20 and the other two combined for 7.
Just 7. Yeah, just a 3 and a 4. A little slow on that. A little
that's
smarter.
So much.
So, but my aunt that had the 10 kids, she had a house in Wildwood, New Jersey, which is technically a vacation spot.
Yep.
And her and her husband, their neighborhood went to shit. So she had to get out of there. And once the kids were out of high school, they then moved to Wildwood, New Jersey. And they were just going to stay down there. They sold that house. But my uncle was, they stayed together. So, you know, that helps. She wasn't a single mom like my mom.
Right.
And so they stayed together. And he was a sheriff and he worked for General Electric. Like, he had great jobs with great pensions. So they would let us come stay with them in Wildwood. So now there's 20 kids.
Jesus.
4 adults. We're sleeping head to foot.
And how many
head
bedrooms?
To foot.
And, yeah, I bet.
3. No, 1, 2, and a back house. 2.
You're going
and a back
head
house.
To foot like that.
Yeah. It was crazy. But it was fun. I mean, it was some of my fondest memories.
I say the same thing about some of the hardest times are still to this day some of my
they
fondest
had a system.
Memories.
My mom was in charge of this. My aunt was in charge of that. My uncles were in charge. My uncle was in charge of just keeping us in line because he was a big motherfucker.
And
he was
cop.
Like my dad. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He was like my dad. He was big, my Uncle Bobby. And it, like, you know, he'd just come in and we'd all just
Don't say anything.
We ain't going.
Who's bleeding?
We won't get out of line. We know what Charlie K is like. We don't. My dad's named Charlie too. But 2 years ago, we all got together. My cousins, we went down and we were telling stories from childhood. And they were like, yeah, we waited in line for the bathroom. They only had one bathroom. And we were like, remember when Johnny threw through a window? And they're like, no, that never happened. Remember when Daddy beat the fuck out of Jimmy so bad he couldn't come to Christmas dinner? No. And my Aunt Joy's looking at my mother. Is this true? Like, we kept it on the DL. Clean.
Yeah, you don't want to blow that house.
No, we don't want to blow them up.
Yeah. You want to come back to that house? You want to be invited
plus,
back?
What are you going
to
do? Go after my dad? He'll fucking light you up. He's crazy. Yeah, he'll shoot you right now. And he's 88. He showed me a picture of a German Luger yesterday. I was really? Like, Dad, he's crazy. God love him.
Well, I love you, Eleanor Kerrigan. Thank you so much for doing this
show.
Thank
you for having me on the playback. Sitting on this, girl. I feel like I want to throw up.
Don't, please. But please do promote your special and everything
else
you would like.
No Country for Old Women, please. And then go to my website, eleanorjkerrigan.com. Follow the YouTube, too. I got to build the YouTube up. But again, I'm going to start doing something with the internet. I don't know. I got to figure it out because it's not just stand-up clips. Those are boring. Come see a show for that. The clips don't tell enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you put the clips up?
A little bit here.
I do a little bit, but I've been doing a lot of the special because I'm proud of the special.
Yeah, you can burn the material, whatever.
It doesn't matter. So, yeah, follow on all the socials and check out the YouTube, check out TikTok. I don't know. If it goes away, we'll see.
Thank you, Eleanor Kerrigan.
Thank you for having me.
Go watch her special on her YouTube, all right? And as always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Go to my website right now, ryansickler.com. Get your tickets. Come out and see me on the road. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Took it to doggy.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.